Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, listener. You're listening to Pokey Podcast, the only podcast where we talk to celebrities about their interaction with Pokemon. That was a slip of the tongue. Chris, you ever interfered with a Pokemon?
I've never interfered with a Pokemon, and I want to keep that as a point of law that I've never interfered with a Pokemon.
Sure?
Not a Squirtle.
Poking a Pikachu?
No, or any other ones I could name. You've just named the two that I'm aware of. I'm too old for Pokemon. It went
You're
past
not too old
me.
For Pokemon.
It did.
It went past you. I remember it. I'm the same age as you.
No, you're the same age as my brother. My brother likes it. And I was going, I'm too old for this. Go
Boy,
away,
man.
Pokemon Master. It was called. Oh, I can't even remember the name of the man with the hat on.
Ash Ketchum.
That's it.
Well, you're not going to enjoy my video today where I open a few packs of Pokemon cards to find if there's a Pikachu in there.
Well, I don't want that because I know he is. But I don't know the rest of them.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if he's in the card packet, though.
He might be.
No one knows, yeah. I don't know. You don't know. Pikachu knows. He's in there waiting to pop out.
Anyway, you're listening to Small Screen Nostalgia.
Woo!
Let's go!
Normally, there's a punchline to the end of that, but that was just you listen to Small Screen and listen to Sarah's.
I like that you guided us off there before the end of that. There was a nice kind of like, oh, nothing's going to come good of this.
I saw you the other day at a gig, and you said that you were on a train with a nun, and this has never come up on the podcast, and I was annoyed.
Oh, what? Yeah, well, I was on a train with a nun, and I wore a ring that said "Fuck the Tories." And luckily, it was round the back, the fuck bit was round the back of a figure. And this nun said, oh, what does that ring say? I said, the Tories. And she was like, oh, but what does that mean? And because it was a nun, I said, I just really like them. No, I didn't tell her it said fuck the Tories. To a nun, surely that's instant kind of sending to hell.
No, it's an easy get-out clause. What does that mean? It means a Conservative Party. And he would have got out of it.
I would have. Damn, why weren't you there with the nun? You don't see many anymore, do you?
No. It would have been funny if she'd gone, oh, I thought he said fuck the Tories and walked off. That is the kind of nun thing that would happen.
It would. She would have said that, walked off and realised she was on a very fast train. Nuns can't die from electricity of the track, so she'd be all right.
Why? Why can't they do that? I've just ruined that joke.
They've got superpowers, mate, the nuns.
You never see a nun out in the wild lately, have you?
Oh, you don't. The 90s, I remember seeing loads of them. Loads of nuns. I think there was a nunnery locally. Nunnery, why weren't you coming over? Nunnery.
I don't think there's a big Jewish community in Ashford either, because when you go to London, there's everyone, proper Jews up there. Is this racist? I don't know if you're not. I got this bit out.
I think we're actually digging down to why there's so much like casual racism in the smaller towns.
Sorry, no sorry, David Baddiel.
We've got nothing.
I've read you. We've got David Baddiel. They do count. They do count, David Baddiel. Come on.
Everyone counts. You do count. We're just saying we don't see many people.
I just say there isn't a big Jewish community in Ashford, I don't think. That's all I said. That's all I said.
Because they're classy people, man. Classy, classy. But why are they in Ashford? Now you're getting Ashford cancelled, Adam. Well, that's a lovely start to a podcast about Kilroy, known for his political views.
Well, on the train the other day, I've ripped it up now, but I had a leaflet that said, how can you notice what a twin is? And I was like, oh, how do you notice? In a little cartoon about the twins. And you get a couple pages in, and it says, because Jesus made you. And I said, oh, no, it's an advert for a church.
Well, did you get really angry about that as well, that someone tried to win you over?
He started off with twins. And I thought, why has it gone back into religion? Not back into religion. It's gone into religion.
I want to know as well, that at what point did you think, I need help identifying twins? So this leaflet is going to help me out no end. Oh, finally, a leaflet for me.
Yes, but you know, in comedy, if you see a leaflet, you think this might have 10 minutes in it, and it didn't.
Oh, mate, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than seeing something and realising there's a bit of gold there. There's a bit of gold. I got caught out this week as well, where I did a bit of material about stag parties. So it finishes with my stag party, but at the end, it was clearly about someone else's stag party. And at a wedding, they came up to me and said, going, I watched your bit of material on stags. Thank you for that. And apparently, I cleverly tried to cover it up by calling the person Keith. But now it's gone around WhatsApp groups and everything. It's a weird feeling. But I'll be honest, nothing happens to me all the time. It's hard to write an hour and then take it to 2 hours on a tour show. And it was funny. It really made me laugh.
You love a Keith, don't you?
I do love a Keith. I think that's how they knew it weren't anyone real.
Do you have any friends called Keith, really?
No. But the problem is I've got a lot of Steves in the friendship group at the moment.
Oh, you can't say that.
So, well, I might just say Steve from now on.
Yeah, I do that when I'm trying to think up names for Trevor, other people he knows. And I thought, oh, that name. No, you can't say that because you know someone called that and they're going to think that's them.
It's weird, though, isn't it? Luckily, they found it really funny, and we had a great night, and it was like, because it was really funny, without spoiling the bit, find me on TikTok and work out where it is on there. But I...
Can you put your comments on TikTok?
Yes, you can now, because I've realised I've turned all my comments off.
Turned them off. I wanted to write something, and I'm like, oh, I can't now.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go back to it and see Belen being written 20 times.
Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth. Oh, it's Henry the Eighth. Doing his new musical. I went to the theatre the other day. I went to see a musical about climate change. No, a straight play about climate change.
Did your dad the old bingo?
No, and I never get those 2.5 hours back in the theatre. You know, something that's meant to make you think, and you think, this is just shite.
Well, it's kind of sort of thing you should have gone to see in Edinburgh.
I know, I should have gone to see it in Edinburgh. We all remember Space Rhino Goes to Mars.
Did you go and see that?
Space Marine. Yeah, it was 2 hours long and it was done with shadow puppets and techno music.
Oh, was there a rhino in it?
No.
Oh.
And he didn't go to Mars.
It's the bare minimum you want, isn't it?
You don't want that. You don't want to go and watch something that clearly is selling you that. I didn't know what to expect. I thought all the shows are good in Edinburgh. And then I realised I was there, so that was not necessarily true. And it was kind of a weird wake-up call when I realised, oh, anybody can put on a show.
Anyone. There is no vetting when you do it.
There is no vet. The only vetting is yourself and your own self-confidence, which is a dangerous, dangerous thing. It's odd, isn't it, when you think about that, that someone sat down and went, you know your idea about that hippo? Yeah, that rhino is definitely a rhino. Oh, I can't even do it now. Let's just call it Keith. You know Keith, right? And you've always had that techno music and that keyboard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be great if you could do that with shadow puppets? Take it to Edinburgh. Take it up there. People like me get stuck in the audience.
What's that one about a dog in his pyjamas or something?
The curious incident of the dog?
The dog in the night garden or something. It's about autism. I want it to be about a dog, thank you very much.
I think you've misunderstood this a little bit. I love the idea of you going straight playing out. I didn't see one dog.
I like my things. I like them to be... I like the title to tell me what I'm going to get. Shafted.
This is Carlton with something new for our Monday nights.
Hello and good evening. This is Shafted, the show that confronts players with an agonising moral dilemma. Tonight, two people could walk away with a massive cash prize that will change their lives forever, or absolutely nothing. Their fate will be in each other's hands as they decide whether to share or to shaft.
Now, this was a game show that I watched and thought, Kilroy's not really a people person, is he?
No. I've also watched a clip. Kilroy Silk has a go at Shappy Cool Sandy on Question Time. Well, he got done for racism, and that's why he lost his chat show.
Yeah. It used to be one of those like staples of like being off sick, Kilroy, but we won't go into that yet. One, because you haven't seen it, and two, you have been shafted. So
I have seen Kilroy before.
You were on it, weren't you?
I wasn't on it. It was the Jeremy Carl of his day, wasn't it? They just have a big debate, don't they?
They just have a little chat and try and solve the problems of the day. I remember watching one saying, is being homeless and being a busker the same thing?
No.
That was a general debate.
Because generally...
The buskers really did like the homeless.
Well, generally, buskers don't live on the streets, do they? They just only perform on the streets to make their living. They're not actually homeless.
Yeah, we are like basing this on the views of 20 years ago. You probably earn more busking now than you would in some jobs. So good on you, buskers. Keep up the hard work.
Well, I turned on Kilroy and they were talking about Mrs. Thatcher, it being so cold in the winter that they have to put tinfoil in their beds. And I was like, how far we've moved on.
And that was in 1989, where someone said, it's 1989. We should be saying this. And you know when you want to just go back with a time machine, open that door again, it's actually got worse.
That's all I saw, that was that bit.
Yeah. You thought Thatcher was a cunt. You got nothing on what's coming.
Did anything else happen on it? It was funny.
No, because I weirdly like ended up watching some 90s TV show that I didn't believe was a real thing. And then like 5 minutes into it, I was like, wow, they let kids watch this. But that's for another day.
Oh, what was that then?
I can't remember the name of it. I'll send you the link afterwards. You'll watch it and think, wow, someone let that out of a studio.
There's next week sorted.
Well, I don't think I can watch it again. It really creeped me out.
The idea of Shafted is you're meant to share or to shaft. Do you not remember this from Have I Got News For You? They used to play that clip like once a week.
Well, I remember it. And I remember my mate and in school who I think he always wanted to do stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. And every now and then he'd say something like, he said, oh, have you heard that new song by Atomic Kitten? You Can Fill My Hole Again. Hey. And but he'd give me little nuggets during a science lesson, right? So, and I remember him coming in and watching this. Yeah,
where is he now? Where is he now?
Where is he now? And I love the way in your mind of going, I'm having that.
Get him on the circuit. Come on.
But he sat down once and he wouldn't lie. He wouldn't put on a show or anything. He'd just wait. You just wait for Keith to give you something gold. And I sat down and he was just like, you've seen that new show where you can shaft one of your mates? I mean, imagine if you went around shafting your mates. You wouldn't have any mates. I thought he's got something there.
Does this predate, what's it, The Weakest Link?
Yes.
Ah, this is pioneering television.
I like the concept of this. I like a game show where people will come on stage, not on stage, onto the game show, and automatically the greediest person gets voted off and sent home.
And now they must make their first decision. This is the only show that lets the players themselves decide how much money they want to begin with. Each player can give themselves up to £25,000. But there's a danger. The greediest player will be eliminated immediately. Make your bids.
How much money do they dare give themselves? The more they start the show with, the richer they're likely to be at the end. But the highest bidder gets the chop straight away.
Your bids have been logged and eliminated straight away. The greediest contestant with a bid of £12,000. Terry Eddington, you're off the show. The rest of you, come and play Shafted.
Imagine travelling all that way, right? 8 bus journeys, getting on 2 trains, and you get there and you get sent away for being the greediest member of how much money you want to start with.
Well, the worst bit was that they didn't even do the introductions. They did the introductions once he'd gone. He didn't even get to say his name and where he came from and what. There's no real reason for that bit, is there?
Just Kilroy swinging his weight around, isn't it?
It's not satisfying, is it? Because you've not met the person, but you're off. Oh.
And he just left.
Yeah, but if all of them try to bid really low, one of them is bound to be higher than the rest of them and then be going, oh, you're greedy. And it's like, yeah, but mine's like a penny over what everyone else has done, so.
Yeah, well, it's an odd thing, like, as well with that. It's because, like, the highest bid out of it was 12 grand out of 20, I think.
Yeah, so it's only like...
You'd just go 10, wouldn't you?
Oh, he was called Teddy. I wrote down his name. He must have remembered.
Well, ready, Teddy, go. One of Keith's jokes there.
Kilroy has got a really weird way of delivering questions. Because you can get half the question and decide if you want to gamble to hear the rest of it and then answer it. But the way he says it is, which of seven? Which of seven? Not which of seven.
Which former man?
It doesn't work in the delivery of the question, does it?
He makes the half question sound like a question. Which of seven? Which of seven?
Once upon a time, there was. There was. Are you going to gamble for it? I was like, I don't think you've understood this concept, Kilroy. You dirty old racist.
Which former man? I wrote the first five down.
Obviously, it was Manchester United. It's not like that. There would never, ever in the history of time be a question, which former man?
Well, there is one question. There is one answer to that, but I don't get cancelled.
No, but you wouldn't do it, would you? Because like it's just like...
Which former man had a run-in with Ricky Gervais? Oh, is it Bruce Jenner? Da-ding! So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome back in pop music. What type of shoes? What type of shoes?
I thought it was Spice Girls. I thought it was going to be platform shoes.
Which well-known British play? And it was Playground, wasn't it? It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I can't think of an English playwright. Pinter. An English playwright?
I think so. I don't think any of our fan base are like screaming at the radio right now.
When it's on Deal Radio in 3 years.
Deal Radio, that's how much material we have. Boom.
So the first person gets shafted. He's enjoying saying shafted. What
do I put? He does enjoy saying shafted a bit too much.
Mm. And then the lady is on there and she says, don't kick me off. I've been really good to you. I've been trying to build the pot up. So don't get rid of me. So she changes her mind and kicks Miles off.
Yeah, they're not the best of people, are they? The thing is, people always forget this is a game show when they're on it. You're only doing that because, because it's a game show. That's part of it. Part of the fun, Mildred.
And then they had the shift, whether you could add your own, you could shift it to another. Oh, you shift it to another contestant. Is it Jane? She shifts it to the young lady about the comic. And
then shifts to Shane,
and then the young lady gets the answer, which was the dandy. And I thought, up yours, Jane. You tried, and you thought that was gonna fail, didn't you? But it didn't. She knew what the answer was.
Which British comic? Make your bids. Jane. The £26,000 on Comet. It's a massive bid. A lot of money, but it will take you into the lead if you get it right. Which British comic regularly features the cowboy Desperate Dan?
I'll shift to Claire.
Claire, for £26,000. Which British comic regularly features the cowboy Desperate Dan?
Is it the Dandy?
For £26,000, Claire, it is the Dandy, yes, absolutely. And you go up to £55,000, but, Jane, your aggression didn't pay off. You lose £26,000 and you go down to £3,000. Who was Prime Minister? Who was Prime Minister? Make your bids.
Well, that's because it's always handy to keep the... No, it's always dandy to keep the... I don't know. The saying about the dandy from the advert in the 90s. Insert clip here.
That's not so handy. But with your full-colour dandy, this super drumstick lolly is free. It's fun to keep the dandy handy.
Because of that, and every now and then you get drumstick lolly.
That's like yesterday, we were thinking of doing a thing where Joseph Bartram eats hot things, and we couldn't think of a name for it.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
Until I thought of Nanjo's.
Bosh! Nanjo's. How are you going to do that?
But the title was good, wasn't it? But no. No, he likes hot food, so it would be quite funny the fact that he doesn't react. He would be going, oh, no, I quite like this. Would be.
Well, I'm having a lovely time. Nanjo's, that's a good one.
So they have a break in the programme.
Yeah.
And there's an advert for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Which is ladies' night. Yeah, imagine if ladies just played Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Weird concept, isn't it?
Well, it's not in the same spirit as an all-female Live at the Apollo, is it? It's oh, no. we've got some sexy ladies doing the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Chris Tarrant.
Mother, daughter, wife, friend, teacher, joker, lover, player, or millionaire.
It's ladies' night. It's all women.
And Chris is in his element. The first in a two-week special of women-only shows. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Tuesday at 8, ITV1.
Well, let's all take a moment to remember it's actually a lady who was the first ever person to legitimately win Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No, sodder. She ruined the last episode of One Foot in the Grave.
What?
It was on the same night as that when they put that out.
The last episode of One Foot in the Grave wasn't the best episode of One Foot in the Grave, was it?
No, but it was the last episode.
We're never going to see Victor Meldrew ever again. Let's kill him off right at the beginning so we make sure of that and turn it into a murder mystery. I think at that point the show was already in the grave.
Well, I think it was just like we can never bring this back. But this is an idea. If you don't want to bring something back, just don't bring it back.
Yeah, but like you get there, right? Imagine you're head of BBC, right? You turn up on your first day, you've got your lunchbox, you sit down in your desk, you're looking around for ideas, and you're thinking, what can we bring back? And it's like, obviously, there's no Philip Schofield to replace anything with anymore. And you're looking around and you're thinking, hold on a minute, One Foot in the Grave, bring it back now. And then you watch it back and go, oh, we definitely can't bring that back. He's dead.
You could wake up in a shower or something, like do something silly like that.
If it wakes up, what Victor Meldrew? I don't receive it.
Oscar's in the game, and Kilroy Silk is so patronising, going, oh, you've woken up. He's like, no, everyone else has been so greedy and put too much money in, and I haven't bothered, and I'm finally in the game.
Oh, you've woken up, haven't you?
You have woken up, Oscar, with £20,000, massive bid.
Is Kilroy in this AI?
He might be. No, he's...
Because, like, listening to it back, he is very much, like, artificial intelligence, the delivery of everything he's doing.
No, he's RKS.
he's RACIST. We've got all the hot topics on this, haven't we?
I've put in the notes, go on, Claire, and then the next sentence was, fuck off, Claire. Because I think...
What do you got against Claire?
She kicks poor Oscar off next.
So, Claire, the second person to be shafted is...
I'm sorry, but it's going to have to be Oscar.
Why Oscar? He's only just got into the game.
I know. I think us women should stick together, though.
Oscar, tell Claire why she should keep you in the game.
Well, Claire, if you keep me in the game, I'll share anything I win. And that's in front of all these wonderful people in the studio and the millions at home.
I'm sorry, Oscar. I don't buy it.
You're off the show.
This is the problem. You got too attached with it, man.
I did. And then I thought, but Robert's weird. I think we've discussed that already. And then the final round is basically a show hosted by Jasper Garrett.
Yes. And that does feature one of the greatest clips of all time, Golden Rules.
I know. Which one you mean?
Yeah.
Is it the one where the bloke says he's going to steal, so you better just pick up the share ball? Because I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal it. He's like, what? I'm going to steal the money. So you put the share ball in, and I'm going to steal it. And he's like, you what? So he do it, and they've both done share. Is that what you meant?
No, it's the one. No, it's the one where he thinks he's... No, it's better than that. I think it's the one where he thinks he's going to share. and she steals.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah.
It had so much potential, but the problem with it was that it was hosted by lovely, lovely Jeff Garrett, who, one of my favourites, I'll be honest, but doesn't really come across as having that kind of arsehole persona.
No.
Do you know what I mean? He very much, hey, it's me, Jasper Carrot. You remember me from your childhood. And PG tips is 24 karat gold. It's...
But this predates Golden Balls.
I know. That maybe they tried to make it a bit more light-hearted.
Actually, I think it's made by Endemol, which made this. So maybe they thought, let's have another go.
Endemol.
There's
a new game show. Are you strong enough to end a mole? Is it here with the hammer? What I was going to say, also, the thing that made me like really happy is watching Kilroy and then going back to watching possibly my favourite TV show ever, TV Burp, and just the Harry Hill intros.
Yeah, what planet is Kilroy on?
You won't have sex with your partner because you hate the way you look.
No.
Your mother's in a care home and she's being drugged to keep her quiet for the convenience of the staff.
No.
Your daughter's at the altar. She's just about to get married. And you threw black ink all over her dress.
I never touched her.
Your father was sexually abusing you when you were 34. Oh, come on, then. How often do you have sex?
Kilroy's been at it again.
You were charged with the attempted murder of your father.
I wasn't.
I see. He comes from a council estate. So he's not good enough for your daughter.
Who?
They call you intolerant because you object to prostitutes having sex on your front doorstep.
No, they don't!
You went round to Hugh Fernley Whittingstall's for lunch, and he served you a whole horse. You're a civil servant, but it burns when you do wee-wee.
Yeah, he was the Jeremy Kyle of his day, wasn't he?
But he's better than Jeremy Kyle, man. Like, he just had the baits. And, like, Jeremy Kyle would just yell at people for not having the same upbringing he did, allegedly. Well, no, he did. It was just like, you, with not the same upbringing or mental capacity as me, should realise that that is wrong. I'm going to shout at the poor people. I'm going to shout at them. You deserve what you've got. It's like, mate, he can't really read all right. He's probably got quite a lot going for him.
I think I've said this before, that he'd have a go at someone for ages, going, you're scum, you've cheated on your wife. Yes, you have. And then you get the DNA results out. You haven't. Well, you're a good bloke. And then you have to backtrack on it, going,
all's forgiven. But I always found it like, and just, I didn't at the time, I'll be honest, I didn't at the time. I didn't find it mean-spirited at the time. I used to sit there, watch it, because it made me feel a bit better about my own life. Going to my shitty job that I had at that moment in the time of going like, oh, everything's crap, but not as bad as these people. And now I watch it back and go, that is mean, cruel, and like, shouldn't really have made a parody song about it, in all fairness. maybe need to rewrite that for future reference.
But you would make taking the mickey out of Jeremy Kyle, the person, not the people who are on it.
I can't remember the way it was written at the time. I don't remember sitting there purposely and going, I think everyone had a good pasting.
Anyway.
The chorus was, you scum. Get a job.
Oh, no, that sounds like it wasn't about him. It sounds like it's about people on it.
Well,
there is a funny clip of Jeremy Kyle where he goes, yeah, then she had to go, she done me for harassment. Yeah, done you for harassment. Why is that for? Because I kept harassing her and stuff.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You sent pictures of your penis to her. Yeah, I only did it because I had a bad day.
You've done that, though. We've all done it. I'm having a bad day. Who wants to see me cock?
So the two people have decided they're going to shaft each other. or not.
Yes.
Which Mr. Robert is enjoying saying shafted. This is the only reason he's agreed to do the programme for, because he's seen the title and thought, this is for me. I get to say shafted quite a lot. And I thought that the younger woman was going to shaft Claire, the banker, and it turned out it didn't. They shared it, which I bet Kilroy was annoyed because of the first episode and he was thinking, no, but then it ends on a bad note.
But this is the thing, though. People are genuinely good in this world, I believe. There's a few cunts, but overall, people are good, decent people, and that's what we are. We have that in our roots. But it is good when people do shaft each other. I mean, I'd be furious. But that's the joy with something like this. Who wants to be a millionaire would never have been as famous if they got it in the first week.
All right, in real life, you wouldn't steal 15 grand from your friend. But on
I wouldn't.
On a game show, when it's not real money until you've got it home, you might think, well, I might have just shafted.
They're not friends, though, are they? They're just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, they made that clear at the beginning. These are all strangers.
I'd have taken it, the money.
That'd be better if it was family members. That'd be even more like...
Oh, I imagine.
You bastard, you're not coming to my wedding now.
You absolute bastard. No Christmas party with me.
So, have we spoken all about it?
I think we have spoken all about it. You've gone to the Kilroy Silker School of Elocution there.
Do you want to finish?
I am not a robot.
So you know he went in I'm a Celebrity 8 years ago? I don't remember
Did
that.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
Anyway, I was about to say, do you want to lock it in? But I thought you have to give a score first before you lock it in.
Let's give it.
How many 70. Mine shafts do you want to give it?
Mine shafts? I'm going to give it 7 mine shafts.
7 mine shafts.
7 mine shafts. Because the money was good. It weren't one of those ones that was made for the afternoon going, you could win £100. Ooh.
I think with a little tweak, it could be a really good show. Maybe if they got rid of Kilroy.
I think Kilroy's the problem in more ways than one.
I'd not have the bit at the beginning where you just eliminate someone out when they've just turned up, because I think that is just wrong.
I would.
But that's like getting
I'd gunge them.
It's like being kicked off of Strictly on the first week.
Yeah. Nothing much worse than that, is there?
So, we've got off track. We've got off track. Let's get back in the car. So let's
lock
it
in.
You say I'm sick and tired of this damn woman harassing me.
I am.
But I thought you were sending explicit pictures of your private parts to her.
I sent one and I was had a bad day at work. Then she got me arrested for harassment and all that 9 weeks ago.
Why did she get you done for harassment?
Because I was harassing her all the time. Ding, ding.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jeremy Kyle is on TV. He's got a situation. He's 1,000 teenage pregnancies across the population. Jeremy Kyle, you're an angry man. Why'd you shout so loud? Jeremy Kyle, such an angry man. Why'd you shout so loud? Shout so loud. I'm Jeremy Kyle. I'm Jeremy Kyle. I'm Jeremy Kyle, yeah. Jeremy Kyle's got the lie detector results are finally in. Let's hope they come back negative. Whoops, it's positive. I'm Jeremy Kyle. What happened to Trisha, Kilroy, or Vanessa Phelps? You scum, you scum, you scum, you scum. Get a job, get a job, get a job. I should be the emperor of the universe. I'm Jeremy Kyle. You scum,
scum, you're scum, you're scum. Get a job, get a job, get a job. You're scum, you're scum, you're scum, you're scum. Get a job, get a job, get a job. I'm Jeremy Kyle. I'm Jeremy Kyle. I'm Jeremy Kyle. Wear protection.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.